Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. The United States government, under the Obama Justice Department, apparently believes that educating your children at home is not a basic human right. This is evident from a brief filed in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, in which the Justice Department, in the case of a German homeschooling family seeking political asylum in the United States, said, quote, the right to homeschool can be denied in the interest of creating an open, pluralistic society. Yes, folks, open and pluralistic to everyone except homeschooling Christians. The Justice Department of the United States agrees with laws originally formulated by Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. This is a statement from their brief to the Sixth Circuit. Quote, the general public has a justified interest in counteracting the development of religiously or philosophically motivated parallel societies and in integrating minorities in this area. End quote. I'm talking about the case of Uwe and Hannelore Romicke and their six children who fled Germany to escape its Nazi-era laws, which made homeschooling their children a criminal act. The Romickes sought political asylum in the United States, which was granted by a Memphis, Tennessee judge in 2010. Then the United States Department of Justice appealed the case to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which reversed the Memphis judge's decision. Homeschooling was made illegal in Germany in 1938 under Adolf Hitler, and that law has never been repealed. Germany is currently conducting a crackdown on families who refuse to surrender their sons and daughters to the control of the almighty state. Apparently, Barack Obama and Eric Holder agree with them. They fled here, this family, for religious freedom, moving to a rural community in Tennessee where they could practice their religious faith in peace, but they have found no peace here in America. This case has been appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has given the Justice Department until December 19th to answer the appeal. The Romickes are represented by Michael Ferris, who is chairman of the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund. Quoting Mr. Ferris from his interview on ABC News, quote, we are very disappointed in the decision by the Sixth Circuit to deny political asylum to the Romicke family who wants the freedom to homeschool their children. The decision of the court fails to even discuss the unchallenged evidence of Germany's motive in banning homeschooling. The German Supreme Court says that they want to suppress religious and philosophical minorities. Evidently, Germany's court is not the only one where Ferris smells an agenda. He suspects an unstated motive beyond the Sixth Circuit Court's stated decision. I can't think of any reason other than bias against Christians and homeschoolers. I have vowed to fight to the very end of this. This is an injustice of significant magnitude, end quote. Well, that is the words of Michael Ferris, who represents this family. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini said it best, quote, all within the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state, end quote. The almighty state thinks it owns our children, folks. Did you know that? Well, you know it now. At least that's the way I see it. Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.